funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Okay. Do you remember when we were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that we ran out of cards to send everyone for the holidays?
Yep. You mean for 7 podcasts in a row?
Yeah. Okay. So we have already sold out of our live show.
Holy mackerel.
Yes. That's been crazy.
So thank you so much to everybody who grabbed tickets right away. As of right now, we don't know if we're going to have more tickets to open up because it's a pretty small venue. But if we do have more passes, because they're free tickets, so it's not even like they're tickets, they're passes. We will certainly let you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully we will.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. But as of right now, it is sold out. We do plan on doing more live shows, and we're so honored and so amazed and grateful and thankful that you guys have all sort of jumped in and decided to like support this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep an eye out because I do know that there are going to be be another release, even if it's a small one.
Okay.
So pay attention.
Okay. It would behoove you to follow us on Twitter.
If you don't already. And kudos to the people who do follow us on Twitter because they got them. It was the Twitter followers.
Yeah, the Twitter followers jumped on it. So at Acquired Podcast on Twitter. And this is an Acquired Taste. Hi, I'm Bethany.
Hi, Bethany.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, I'm Kathleen. Hi, Sam.
Hey, I'm Sam. This is not a normal episode because this is a bonus episode. Because if you're going in order, last episode we had another game we wanted to play, but time was of the essence.
Yeah, we ran out of time because Sam had a meeting and I had a doctor's appointment and Kathleen had to jet to Paris probably again.
Nope, I did not.
You didn't go to Paris?
No, I took a nap.
Also good.
Did Instead, you dream of Paris?
I did dream of Paris.
Delightful.
Also self-care.
It counts.
Okay, Sam, do you want to jump in and do the quiz?
Oh my gosh, I would love to. So I did not do this quiz myself either. So okay. All three of us are going to go on an adventure. And hey, you at home, come along. All right, title. Let's see how much you know about sex in the 1800s.
Yes.
First question, guys, how well do you think either of you will fare in this?
Super well.
Yeah, super well. Okay. Because I'm a perv.
Do we need utensils and paper?
No, I'm going to click on this as we go. So here's the summary. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're a 21st century sexpert, but do you know as much about the 19th century sex stuff as this guy's mustache? And then it's a picture of a guy with a really solid mustache. We'll post that on Instagram.
This is the thing I don't get about mustaches, particularly very long ones like that. Yeah. A, how do you keep them clean? B, are you a woman with a boyfriend with a lot of facial hair? Because it just, I get rug burn on my face.
Yeah, I think you have to have tough skin or you can't do a lot. Like if you kiss, you can't do a lot of face moving because it rubs. Mm-hmm. But I think...
And is it softer when it's longer?
That's Maybe. The thing. I get really irritated, like not emotionally, but physically when it's short.
Yeah.
But there was a guy who he had a Dolly mustache and he had the wax thing and everything and it's soft. It's just, it's hair.
Yeah.
It's hair.
See, I made out with a guy once who had a serious 5 o'clock shadow. Like his hair would grow back immediately. And I had to end things because I spent a whole week with my face covered in Neosporin after making out with him once.
But it's like free exfoliation.
Oh, no. It was like road burn. Like my face was dragged along the highway.
Am I dirty for not worrying about your face in this situation?
I'm very interested in this topic. If you are dating somebody who has a lot of facial hair, I'm really curious as to how this works. So please, will you email me? My email address is Kathleen@ElvisDuran.
What subject line do you want them to put?
Can help me come up with something creative, guys.
Dat hair up dare.
Dat hair up dare.
Yeah.
Okay.
It burns between your thighs, but it's not a VD. Subject line.
Facial burns.
That was a good deterrent, by the way, Kathleen. Good segue out of there.
Okay.
Shall we move on?
Yes,
we shall.
Is this quiz from BuzzFeed?
Yes, this quiz is from BuzzFeed, the parent of excellent quizzes. All right. This guy is J.H. Kellogg. Oh, okay. That was the... Okay, gotcha.
Inventor of cereal.
He made cereal.
Delicious.
And he's also the author of Plain Facts for Old and Young, which was published in 1881, and it was a guide for girls and boys for all things puberty, sex, and sexuality.
Ew.
So, ew. I love this quiz already. Below are a mix of quotes and questions, some of which are taken directly from the text, others are taken from Inside My Mind,
okay, good.
Said the creator of this BuzzFeed article. So let's see if you can tell the difference.
Can you buy this book on Amazon?
I really hope so.
Wait, what's the name of the book?
Okay, it's called Plain Facts for Young and Old.
Okay, I'm going to look it up.
This man's mustache is fantastic.
Someone should make an Instagram account with that on it.
Facts for Young and Old. Who wrote the quiz, by the way? We should give them credit.
Let's see. Her name is Sally Tamarkin. I'm so sorry, Sally, if I'm butchering your name.
Hello, Sally.
For Young and Old. Let's look it up. Hold on. Yep.
You can?
Sure can.
How much is it?
$7 on Prime.
Yes, Prime!
How funny.
I'm just
look
saying.
At that, by John Harvey Kellogg.
We should maybe read it and do a dramatic reading later on.
Maybe I'm buying it right now.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Question number one, or quote rather. The genital organs should be bathed daily in cold water just before retiring.
True.
Here are the options. Burr, this is not real advice. And two, I can see it. This is real advice.
I think this is real advice.
This is real advice.
Okay, clicking. This is real advice. Correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is real advice.
Why
yeah,
cold?
And then it goes into a lot of text, which you can read on your own if you'd like.
Okay.
Number two, nocturnal emissions are punishment from the creator himself for the moral delinquency that is masturbation.
True.
True.
Wet dreams are punishment from God? Question mark. LOL. No way. Or seems like pretty plausible logic for the 19th century.
I think it's true. I think that they believed this was true.
Yes, I do too.
All right. Oh, damn it. It's wrong.
Oh.
No.
They're more advanced than I thought.
No. Huh. Good job, 19th century. All right. Which of the following is Kellogg's euphemism for masturbation? Is it the secret vice? The covert corruption? Satan's handsiness, the devil's perversion, or solitary wickedness?
Solitary yeah. wickedness?
I want yeah. it to be Satan's handsiness, but let's go with solitary wickedness. It's wrong. It's the secret vice.
The oh. secret vice?
The secret vice. Okay. Four, the earliest period at which marriage is admissible is not before 20 in the female and 24 in the male. Either A, this makes no sense, it's not real, or B, this makes sense, it's real.
This makes sense.
I'm going to say not real.
But thinking about like back in the day, they were like, she's 14, she's prime family
yeah,
making
I'm
time.
Gonna, I'm going to guess wait. Not real.
It's real. No, that's what they thought.
No, I think
no, it,
they could get married much younger than 20 as a woman.
Exactly. So
oh,
it's
sorry.
Saying the earliest you can, the youngest you can be is 20 for a female or 24
oh,
for a male?
Yeah, no.
Right. Okay.
No.
So we're all on the same page. So let's see which one means. This is not real. Oh, it is real.
Really?
Wow. Oh, he, okay, good for him. He attains this to complete development in the body and ready to bear children. Gotcha.
So he was more forward thinking and didn't want ladies to be
yes.
13 and married off.
Yeah. He was really looking at our innards and how it worked.
I'm a fan of Kellogg now.
Right?
Me too. I'm going to buy that man's cereal.
Exactly.
Again, just small disclosure, don't think he's the cereal guy. Just as
he
oh,
is.
He's not the cereal
Come
guy?
Come on, he is. Kellogg's.
There, what did you eat Sexios growing up?
Like, yes. There's only one Kellogg.
Yeah. Is there just the one?
Just the one.
Oh, gotcha.
This guy.
I'm also the only Sam.
There has to be a connection.
Can you Google image, because you have your computer open, Bethany, can you Google image the Kellogg's cereal guy?
Yes.
If it's the same man, then I quit life in a good way.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Here we go. Hold on. You read the next question while I Google aloud.
Captain Crunch's oops, all berries are really supposed to be about men's testes. I love this.
I believe it.
Okay. Mm. If a married man does not engage in intercourse at least once per fortnight, his prowess could be reduced, causing his organ to atrophy.
His penis will fall off.
In layman's terms.
Okay, I feel like they've been more progressive than I thought.
Okay.
So I'm going to say he said this is false.
Okay.
I'm going to say Definitely. He said it was true.
Okay. I'm going to say he said it was true, but not for good progressive reasons like Bethany's thinking, but because he's a dude that wants to get it in on the reg.
Yeah.
Yes. So I hate myself for saying that.
No, but you're probably right.
All right. Let's see. No, he never said it.
Really?
No, see, I think that he's a stand-up gent.
I mean, he's probably still a douchebag, but I think that he's not as backward of a douchebag as we anticipated.
Serial check.
By the way, what's this dude's full name?
John Harvey Kellogg.
John the third.
Yeah.
It is the same guy.
No, it's not.
It's the same guy.
Yes.
No, it is not.
Yeah, so...
This sex man is also a breakfast cereal expert?
Yeah. Yes, because...
And breakfast bars and crackers.
Because here's the deal. Okay, so this is from nndb.com. And John Harvey Kellogg, born in 1852 in New York... He was fresh out of medical school. He became chief physician at the Western Health Reform Institute of Battle Creek, a home for healthy diet and lifestyle.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Patients were served only whole grains, fruits, nuts, legumes, other healthy foods, et cetera, et cetera. He believed that almost all illness originated in the stomach and bowels. He counseled for daily yogurt enemas. He also believed that virtually, all other disease was caused by sexual intercourse. But this is interesting.
He's a Renaissance man ahead of his times.
But he also believed that women shouldn't masturbate because it made you sick.
Instead, just have these Count Chocolas.
So as part of Sanitarium's dietary program, he and his brother, Will, invented several foods made from grains, which were forced through rollers, blah, blah, blah. They accidentally invented flaked cereals. So the Sanitarium became famous for its wheat and corn flakes.
Special K.
Blah, 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 blah.
Just got a little more special.
And Apple Jacks.
But it doesn't say...
And
it
Crave.
Wait, no, yeah, this is the same guy. He wrote Plain Facts for Old and Young. He also wrote books called Treatment for Self-Abuse and Its Effects, Plain Facts for Old and Young, Ladies' Guide in Health and Disease.
Cocoa Krispies for Life.
All right, same dude. Okay, keep going.
Oh my God.
This is amazing.
Do you think invented the Special K diet, or did that come later?
I think that was invented by...
Marketing.
Some other masturbation expert.
Okay, so you guys... We're going to step down for a minute because we have our very first partner. We are so excited. Having a partner means that we can do more stuff for the podcast and more stuff for you, the listener. So we want to thank BioClarity, and we want to tell you a little bit about them. Yes, yeah, we love it. This new year, we want you to start a healthy habit. It's about finding the right skincare routine and taking care of your skin because everyone's skin is a little bit different. BioClarity delivers glowing, clear skin by reducing redness and boosting your natural beauty because you're gorgeous. You can use it twice daily without worrying about excessive irritation.
BioClarity is unlike any other acne treatment. It is packed with botanicals. And have you heard of this new Floralux?
Floralux.
It comes from chlorophyll. So this is seventh grade science, guys.
Oh, I should have paid attention.
It comes from plants, so you know that it's good for you. And it's clean and green, and it's meant to be on your skin.
Yeah.
So BioClarity is so easy to use. And you're going to love this. It's 100% vegan and cruelty-free.
Yay! That's why we love that.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a three-step skincare regimen that cleanses, treats, and restores. And they have a rich foaming facial cleanser, which is great for the winter. Because everybody knows that foaming facial cleansers don't dry out your skin like other cleansers do.
Yay! Exactly. So guys, start the new year with a healthy habit and get glowing, clear skin. Just go to BioClarity.com and listen to this because they love us. Our listeners will get their first month for only $9.95 plus free shipping. So that's a $20 savings, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. So all you have to do is enter our code ACQUIRED, ACQUIRED, and you get that. So thanks, guys.
We love you. Thank you for supporting us. And please support our partners, BioClarity.
Back to your regularly scheduled programming. Excessive indulgence in sex can cause throat disease, consumption, which is a fatal wasting disease, and uterine disease.
What can cause it?
Excessive indulgence in sex.
Oh, so being a whore.
It's a lot of
so
sex.
BJs might be considered excessive.
Yeah, I'm going to say
true.
And I feel like we're cheating because we just read his bio and he thinks that most illnesses come from the gut or from sexual activity.
We learned something today. Yeah. This was a very educational podcast.
Yeah, I say true.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right.
You say?
True. Yep.
Yeah, true.
Stop. Oopsies.
Stop giving BJs.
This is like a great excuse, though. If you're really not in the mood. Because I don't want to get any throat disease.
A BJ can give you consumption. That's what Nicole Kidman died from in Moulin Rouge. Blood on a handkerchief.
Who's the guy who sings that song, Put It In My Mouth? You know that song. Put it
the
in
guy?
My mouth.
Oh yeah, the girls, right?
Yeah, it's like a rapper and then somebody else. I wonder if they based that song off of their studies on John Harvey Kellogg.
Or the fact that they both have consumption.
Well, there's a lyric in that song called down your throat like chloroseptic.
Oh, God. I think I have to bleep that.
Do you?
I think I do.
Which word? Chloroseptic?
Yeah, I don't like that word. I don't want to hear it. I'm bleeping it.
Okay.
Somehow artsy. All right. What many men mistake for an urge to release semen through sexual indulgence is actually a need to move one's bowels.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, say that again?
You think you got a but really you just need to take a dump.
Really?
Oh, I wonder if this is true.
Do they need someone to decode these? Because I would love to be that person.
I mean, I just wonder if that's, I don't know what it feels like to need to do that, to need to release oneself semenically. So I don't know.
I'm curious.
I want to say it's real.
Okay.
Let's see? Yes, it's real.
What?
So I wonder if this is true.
Backed up from the front and the back.
Is there a man around we can ask?
I mean, sometimes that happens to me when I have to pee. Sometimes I think I'm turned on. And then I'm like, wait, I have to go pee. And then I pee. I'm like, never mind. I'm not turned on anymore.
Yeah. Any men folk out there?
We're women and we need help.
Can anybody hear me?
Are there any men folk here?
Nate! Come here!
Nate is a-coming. Oh, pun! Oh, pun.
Oh, no.
Pun.
Take your time. It's just a mini-sode.
We have a question about masturbation.
Okay, Nate.
Yeah.
When
get on up here.
Have you ever experienced thinking you need to release some fluids? Do you ever feel, but it actually turns out that you just need to go number two?
Your man fluids.
You think you're hot and horny, but really you're just
never
backed up.
Never experienced that.
Never?
Never.
He was wrong.
That.
Have you ever heard of other men experiencing this?
And they're too... very distinct different feelings. They both feel pretty good, but it's not possible to confuse the two.
It's not. So when you're backed up in the front and backed up in the back, they don't feel the same.
No. In fact, when you're backed up in the back, the front doesn't really want to work that much.
Interesting. Fun fact, did you know that the Kellogg cereal expert is also a sex expert of the 19th century?
I did know that, yeah.
What?
He's like a sex farm or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, more of a sanitarium, but.
Well, yeah, what they called it back. They gave massages and they gave women orgasms. And it was a treatment. It was therapy.
And they were like, why do women keep coming back for more treatment, like water therapy? It would help get rid of hysteria. And the women were like, I need another treatment for hysteria.
I'm hysterical.
Again and again.
Treat me. Well, as long as, you know, depending on the health insurance.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Thanks.
Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going through to see.
No.
I mean, I might pick your brain later on a personal level because it's fascinating to me that you knew that.
Do you have anything you needed to like?
No, I'm good.
Tell us?
I don't need to release anything.
Okay.
That's what you're asking. All right.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Do you feel comfortable with this conversation? We should have gotten consent first.
I think any guy would have said the same thing, and I'm glad I put you on the straight and narrow path.
Yeah, because we were just, he said all these things in his book. We're trying to figure out if it's true or not.
Oh, he did think that was true, by the way.
What?
That if you think you want to go meow, 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 but really you got to poop.
I've never experienced
that. Yeah, he basically is saying check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Wow, that's baloney. Baloney.
Hogwash.
Hogwash.
All day.
Poppycock. Thank you, Nathaniel.
Appreciate it.
Happy birthday.
Perhaps if you're listening to this and you are of menfolk, tweet us with an emoji if you disagree with Nate's opinion on this.
Right. Like if sometimes you confuse one with the other.
A glass of milk. I was trying to be a little covert because milk makes a lot of people poo. And it also looks like,
This is a good point.
Okay. Regarding the social evil, which is sex outside of marriage. Young lady.
Yeah.
It must not be denied that women are, to the greatest extent... What? Bitch, what? He just said we're to blame.
Oh.
Done. We're done with you, Kellogg.
Come on, man.
I wish I hadn't bought his book.
Wow.
I'm going to cancel that Amazon order.
Oh, shoot, you did.
Okay,
reviewer, edit your order.
Hold on, let's see. Let's make sure we still gotta click.
Cancel.
Is this yes? This is right, or no? He never said that.
Okay. Wait, can you read it again?
He basically said, let's see, regarding the social evil, which is sex outside of marriage, it must not be denied that women are, to the greatest extent imaginable, to blame.
Oh my.
Okay,
God.
Don't cancel it yet. We don't know if he said it or not. We have to choose.
I'm gonna say he said it because he's just angry white
said
dude.
It, said it.
I like to give people a benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say not said
okay,
it.
Okay, we're going to say not said it because I don't want him to say, oh, he never said it, guys. Everyone calm down.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, he never said it.
Okay, all good. Right, I still canceled the order, but that's fine.
All right. For a minute, I thought my great aunt wrote this BuzzFeed article.
Or my grandmother.
My goodness. Okay. Though masturbation may be a vice best kept secret, man's natural urges must be recognized and, within reason and propriety, allowed.
So you should let your man get off with you whenever necessary.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he said this.
Yeah, he probably said this.
All right. Nope, he did not.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is very confusing.
I'm going to sit down and have a beer with this man.
Dang.
Right? Okay. Also, I'm questioning the author's brain. I like it, but I'm questioning it at the same time. She came up with these on her own, that means.
We're failing miserably.
We're not going to have good sex in the 19th century, ladies. Mm-mm. Candies, spices, cinnamon, cloves, peppermint, and all strong essences powerfully ignite the genital organs.
Yeah, yes.
Like
cinnamon?
Eating it or like spramping it up there like baby powder?
I think eating it. He believed so much in nutrition
that
and like healthy food equals healthy body. So I think I would say yes to this.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yep, correct.
Yeah.
He said it. Okay. Carrying and birthing a child is the most sacred and important thing a woman can do. I feel like he probably said that.
Yeah, he definitely said that.
Probably. This is not made up. Correct. He did say it.
I disagree.
All right. A nation's most valuable property is its girls.
Oh, I say yes. I hope he said that.
I'm going to say yes because of the last question.
Yee.
Because it's step one and then you have children.
Kathleen?
I'm going to say he didn't say that.
Okay. Well, let's go with he did because we got just two. Let's see. No, Kathleen's right.
Wow.
He didn't say that.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Because he did a lot of testing on women, as we have learned today.
Yeah.
We were his test subjects, not his beloved
He had many daughters. He had three daughters and four sons.
Okay. Let not the fact that it be custom among lower classes for husband and wife to share a bed discourage the married gentleman and lady from doing the same. For only when lying together nightly do the natural urges to reproduce make themselves known.
Oh, so just because poor people do it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it too.
Yeah, I really sleep together. Hope, like that's, you know, I really hope he says get your things laid on.
Wait, so was that a thing? If you were wealthy back then, you had separate bedrooms?
I mean, every show I watch that involves corsets, the woman gets woken up in a separate room.
Yeah.
That's still
by her servants.
That's like The Crown on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like they have pocket doors, and it's sort of the same room, but it's separate beds, and then sometimes they sleep in the same bed at night.
Yeah, or like Marie Antoinette starring Kirsten Dunst.
That movie bothered me so much.
Why?
I loved it.
Because I just didn't... We'll get to that later.
Okay.
All right, so it sounds like real advice or it's not real advice?
I think real advice.
I think real advice.
Right? Because
it's not real advice.
Really?
It is not. Tis not. And all of these things, by the way, if you guys want to look more into the answers, there's a huge, there's blurbs explaining it. We just don't have enough time.
Oh, we should tweet out the link.
Yeah,
Acquired Podcast on our Twitter.
Number 14. And there's only a couple left. Tis a popular misconception that the minds of girls are less supple and therefore less agreeable to pursuits of intellect than the minds of other boys.
Okay. So he's saying that's a misconception.
Yeah.
I hope that's true.
Me too.
Kathleen
is I'm sorry.
Stoic. Kathleen is stoic.
Kathleen is ready.
Where
for
are
the
you?
Answer.
I'm thinking very deeply
about this question.
John Harvey Kellogg. I hope it's not. Wait, I hope he said that it's not true.
Okay, let's go with this real. It's not real.
Wait, he did not
so
say
he
that.
He did not say 'tis a popular misconception that the minds of girls are less supple.
So he basically believes that girls are not as smart as boys.
Yeah, either that or no one believed it back then.
This
although
is very confusing.
The first one's probably more likely. Huh. Okay. Number 15. Once this now wretched, disgraced creature was an attractive, pure, innocent little girl, God only knows what will be her sad end. What ruined this woman? And then it has a photo of a black and white sketch of like a woman looking
crone.
Very broken, lying on the floor.
Oh.
Great.
She's a spinster.
So hold on. Here are the options. This is the last question, by the way. So what ruined this woman? Is it unchaste thoughts? I ain't eloquent enough for this quiz. Going on an excursion with the boy to whom she was not related. So no chaperone.
Okay.
masturbation.
Yeah.
Engaging in an act of sexual indulgence with another young lady.
Oh, lesbianism.
This thing's just got interesting.
Yeah. Or all of the above.
Okay, so we're supposed to look at this photo of the old lady.
Yes.
And then figure out what ruined her life.
Yeah. I'm going to go with...
This is deep.
Masturbation.
I want to say masturbation. No, I'm not going to... I don't think it's masturbation.
I'm going to say sex with another lady.
Yeah. I think it's going to be sex with another lady because everything else is acknowledged, even if it's not praised. But I don't think he'd go as far to say, if you, then you.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Two ladies getting together.
Mm. Masturbation!
Yeah, that makes sense. Wow. That was the obvious answer.
Wow.
You just shouldn't, ever.
I was hoping he wasn't trying to go with the scare tactic on that one.
I mean? Like, if you're a dude, you're going to get hairy palms and you're going to go blind. And if you're a lady, you're just going to turn into an old crone.
I wonder if this is where Judy Blume gets all of her plot lines.
Probably. I feel like it. This is definitely the stinky, smelly bus before happened.
She eats her Kellogg's cornflakes in the morning, gets filled with rage, and then writes a YA novel.
She does have that one book from the perspective of the young boy.
What's that one called?
Oh, man. Margaret's brother? I don't know.
Dear Margaret.
Are you out there, God? My sister Margaret's being real loud in her bedroom.
Judy Blume, boy masturbation novel. Let's see what comes up.
So beautiful. What a great Google search.
Oh, okay. I think it's called Then Again, Maybe I Won't. Okay. Yes, the 1970s novel from the male perspective about the trials of growing up.
Oh, mm-hmm. Look at that.
Fantastic. So much literature in this podcast.
Well, that was our bonus episode. That was roughly the same length as one of our regular episodes.
Just another episode. Good thing we saved that for another episode. Can you imagine if yesterday we're like, it's just one more quiz.
It's fine.
Let's save it.
I think I'm leaving this one today feeling very confused.
Yeah, me too.
I also, like, I'm really going to have an introspective time next time I enjoy breakfast cereal. That's going to be a really solemn moment for me.
Well, I think it's just a good reminder that we may know someone for one thing, but they have done many other things, like write sex books and open sanitariums.
You know that would never happen in this day and age.
I don't know. You just don't know.
You really don't know.
Our boss, Scott Hopek, just walked back, and we know him for being our boss, but maybe he has invented a new kind of rocket ship.
Totally.
Or self-tying tie.
A rocket ship where you have sex in it and you go into space.
Possible. Titan of the gum industry.
We just don't know. We know he used to be a plumber.
I hope Elon Musk is not listening to this getting ideas.
Yeah, I know. Don't steal our ideas.